This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Good day. I am back after probably a 2-week hiatus. I recently had surgery 10 days ago, and I am back to tell you about managing fibroids and when I decided to get surgery. Fibroids are tumors that most, if not all, women deal with sometime in their life. They range in size from small to extra large, and I came to the point after managing my fibroids with my doctor since 2015. As far back as I can remember, and my doctor recommended a hysterectomy in 2018. Back then, they weren't that big, but due to my ultrasound, I had a lot, or quite a few. So, I'm almost 54, and it was suggested that if they're not bothering me, I really don't have to do anything about them. I wouldn't have known I had fibroids unless I was going to my annual appointments and my doctors were sending me to get ultrasounds every year to keep tabs on if they shrunk or if they grew bigger. Up until last year, well, maybe 2018, I started having back aches, but I couldn't understand it because I just got a brand new adjustable bed. I'm like, maybe this mattress is too soft. But my back aches were far and few in between. And I had heavy bleeding. And there was another symptom I had. I can't remember. Back aches, heavy bleeding. Oh, when I did have sex, it hurt. So, yeah, that was almost 3 years ago. But I didn't relate that to the fibroids until recently, when my doctor told me my fibroid was blocking my cervix.
so they couldn't do my annual exam to test for cervical cancer or do the routine test for cancer before they did surgery on me. So that's when I decided to have surgery, because I'm 50, almost 54. My periods were regular, although they were beginning to lighten up. I had no faith that I was going into menopause sooner rather than later. And my lifestyle was impeded because I couldn't do things like sit down and sit up straight without wobbling, or ride on my exercise bike and lean forward because something was blocking. I thought it was just fat that I couldn't get rid of. But my surgeon told me that my fibroids enlarged my uterus to the equality of being 36 weeks pregnant. And she showed me the picture a week before my exam, my MRI picture. And look, I looked like I was about to have a baby. She showed me that the fibroids were on my spine, smashing my bladder. Oh, that's another symptom. I kept going to the bathroom like every hour, sometimes two times in an hour. Excuse me. So that's when I decided to have surgery. Because I wanted my lifestyle back. I'm active. And I've been tired, like unusually tired. I haven't been doing nothing, but I'm still tired. So the next couple episodes will tell you what I've been going through, how and when I decided to have surgery, and the different options of getting rid of your fibroids. Now, I had some lady reach out to me about a week ago because I advocate for women and their health. And I put up this picture of my fibroids. And I said, we have to get our annual appointments. We have to go even though we may not have any symptoms. Because the women have all these things in our bodies that can go wrong. She reached out to me and said her sister is very scared because she's dealing with the same thing I just dealt with, and she wants to have a baby. I think she said her sister was in her 30s. I can't remember. But, yeah. So as far as I can remember, the fibroid, the F word came up in 2015. I'm not sure how it came up. I think during an exam, my doctor might have felt my tummy, and she felt maybe it was enlarged, or she felt the fibroids, and she sent me for an ultrasound. That's when we noticed I had quite a few fibroids in my body. Some were small, some were medium. But they didn't bother me. I don't even think I had heavy periods back then. But they didn't bother me. But yet, I continued to schedule and maintain my annual appointments. I when my doctor in 2018 suggested I have a hysterectomy. I wasn't too fond of that. And he told me the only way I can get rid of my fibroids was through a hysterectomy. And I told him, no, that's not true, because I did some research and there's laparoscopy. I can't say that word right. Two or three methods to get rid of fibroids. Pills, non-invasive surgery, you know, it's not just a hysterectomy. And I know some doctors advocate hysterectomy because maybe that's the easiest for them, or they get points or something. So he made me feel like I was a dummy. So I fired him and went to the next one. This time, I chose my doctor. She was an Indian woman. And she tried to make me feel the same way. Like, no, hysterectomy is what we do. So I'm like, so there are other options. Yeah, but we like to go the hysterectomy route. And she was condescending. I saw her a couple of times. I saw her. Like, these doctors, some of them think they know everything, but they don't. And it's your body. You maintain your body and your health, and you make the decisions for yourself. Until next time, be well.